adjudicators from San Jose State University.
Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High School. This is Dr. Ed Harris from San Jose State University. It's my privilege to be here to make some comments on your festival participation. The group looks great.
And from Arizona State University, here we go.
Looks great. It looks like you've got a nice program.
So please welcome to the stage the Hopkins Junior High School Wind Ensemble and their conductor, Graham G. Conway.
Someone took that. Okay, I'm sorry we had some questions about the last group's forms. I don't know if that was picked up on the microphone. I think you're already in the percussion. Yeah. I come down even a little bit more in the percussion. It seemed like you came on down to maybe forte. Again, claves, a little bit less. It's very pungent. I would go one dynamic less than the claves to balance out the mallet instruments. A little bit more in the xylophone. I need a little bit more in the accents. Highlight the accents, come down a little bit on the notes that are not accented. On all the percussion, the back is picking you up pretty strongly. You've got a great acoustical shell in here. Yeah, again, it's a little play on Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Careful not to rush to 16th, but a little, that'll. Says the crescendo should keep coming up. It's going to lead to this fortissimo. Keep it coming up. Yeah, full more energy out of the two half notes going into 90. It was almost like a subito forte rather than a crescendo from 82 to 90. Little taper on the note before you take a breath. I'd hold that full bay, release it on one. Cuff horns is a little bit on the sharp side. A little bit more on the glitz in the trombone. Off. Good. Nice job, horns. I need a little bit more on the da 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 dee da da da. Yeah, so you're not popping out the accents quite as much as I think you should be doing. I'll bring them out a little bit more. So if you play the accents for a song, it's going to sound like an alternate meter that you're in. Okay, good. Good energy. I'd come down just a little bit at the end. And add a three-measure crescendo to the end. Bum, 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 bum. Then the end, and especially in the snare drum. Is it hi-hat? The hi-hat. The straight moving 16th notes. We're missing some of the percussion, like the bongos can come out a little bit more, the marquetry can come out a little bit more, timpani can come out a little bit more, marimba actually could come out maybe a little bit more also. The xylophone was fine, but the tessitura of the marimba just tended to be lost a little bit in here. Nice contrasting center section of the piece, nice job in the flute solo. Accents are the spices in music. So, like, if you're making spaghetti sauce, you want lots of garlic, lots of oregano, lots of different seasoning. So you got to bring out accents and colors, splashes of color. Careful, we'll listen to the pickups together. Drag them a little bit. And more with the air, what we call an agogic accent. It's just a little burst of speed on the air. Yeah. Put a little tenor over the first of the 2/8 notes. Yeah, da, da. Maybe a little bit less in the horn. The oboe line, the alto sax line. More on your diminuendos. Yeah. So I would start softer your crescendos and make sure you get a little bit softer on the diminuendos at the end also. Yeah. To me, I'd be looking for a very dark sound here, almost into the stand kind of sound in the trumpets, almost a muffled sound. And I just need to come out here just a little bit more. Give it a little more air and a crescendo on tied notes over a bar line so we keep the momentum moving on it. Yeah, very nice tone on the clarinet. Beautiful job. So we want equal sound, maybe even a little less trumpet than clarinet. You've got the second most important part. So if the clarinet could come a little bit up at 40 and 41, I think that would be helpful. Again, flutes, not too much. The melody is in the alto sax, some of the trumpets. Passed up. Good. Careful not, watch your conductor, ends of phrases especially. Just a little bit more clarinet, both first and second. Careful not to get a scoop in the trombone, going from the A flat to B flat, A flat to B flat. Released. Good job. Wonderful contrast to the first piece. Okay, we're moving on to Longford Legend. I think we're getting ready in the percussion. I'd accent the triplet just a little bit. I'll get a little bit more in the sports sound. A little bit less on the quarters. Let the tika ta ti ti a ta ta ti a ta do a little. Yeah. Well played. A little bit of intonation problems, and we've got to always listen to the bells because we have to adjust to fixed pitch instruments. Not hearing the difference between your accent and your marcato. So you have two styles of accents. You need to bring out a little bit more. and then accent with a legato mark for value. So. Yeah, ta-da-da-da. Definitely for articulation. Make sure you're all taking down. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, lots of energy. Again, I think balancer might be an issue. If you play the accompaniment, just think one dynamic softer. And if you have the melody, you got to think one dynamic louder. I think it's a combination of both. The accompaniment being a little bit too healthy, but a little bit too much modesty on the melody. You got to play it out a little bit more. Careful of the pitch here. Yeah, some sharpness in the low woodwinds going into the third measure. Your tongue the first of the grace notes. Okay, this can come out a little bit more in the alto sax. Yeah, got a nice tone quality, but let it sing out just a little bit more, some melody. I think the cover room is about where they should be for a mezzo forte, so you've got to play out a little bit more. Whenever it says solo, as a woodwind player myself, I think of playing one dynamic above whatever it's written, if it says a solo. Again, some flatness problems here. I'd rather bring it up in pitch. Bring up the dynamics rather than have pitch problems. Clarinet, beautiful job. And trumpets, I love the style you're playing with. It's never overpowering. Not too much on the bells. Flutes are going a little bit on the flat side. Gotta keep the pitch up. Yeah, remember, we have the flutes against either the clarinets or saxophones. Clarinets and saxophones both go sharp on diminuendos. Flutes go flat. Yeah, very nice job on the flute here. Yeah, all the solos have done a really nice job. You know, I think I might take a little bit more time on the penultimate note. I almost put a fermata on that D. It's just a little bit sharper tone on the sixth. It's like almost like a drone, like a bagpipe drone. A great balance between the bells and the woodwinds. Again, a little more zip on your accents, the accents and the marcatos. Bring out the lower part of the room a little bit more. Careful, don't rush it. The clarinets are supposed to play too much louder, but we're being covered just a little bit. On the crescendo, you're also putting a little song, Telerondo, on that. Oh, careful to see flat trombones. Job on the commitment. And it's forzandos. You got to bring out a little bit more. Pull the energy out of the crescendos. The short one. Yum. One, two, three. I make the forte piano on the trill. So to give just a little bit extra boost to it. So I think in this piece, sometimes it's adding some dynamics here and there so that we achieve the direction of the line a little bit more. Good job on the clarinets and the flutes. Brass, I thought you did a very nice job. It was well controlled. We heard all the inner moving parts. I've got to hear more separation and more contrast in your accented material. Your legato playing is really, really good, but I think at times if you can give me a little sharper tongue, especially on marcato, lines and sforzandos. Some they're sounding too much the same. They've got to sort of pop out a little bit more. And in general, I think the philosophy, if you have the melody played out, but especially if you're a soloist, you need to play soloistically, which means play out at least one dynamic above where you are. And I want to give special thanks to the clarinet, the flute, and the alto saxophone. You all did a great job. The opening of this, we got to hear the triplets just a little bit more. So a little bit of an accent. So certain things sort of jumping out at you a little bit more. Good. Nice performance. I enjoyed your musical selection. I want to wish you the best of luck. You've got a great teacher, and the band program is sounding absolutely great. Thank you so much.